Good morning, Oregon, and thank you once again for loading me down and queuing me up. I'm Finn J.D. John, bringing you another daily episode of the Offbeat Oregon History Audio Edition podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Full details are at offbeatoregon.com. Check it out. But first, sit back and relax and let me tell you the story of the first female governor in Oregon history. The first female governor in U.S. history. When Carolyn B. Shelton took charge of the state, she did it for 49 hours, and she and other Oregon women were still 3 years away from even gaining the right to vote. This story was first published on March 27, 2011, under the headline, Oregon had the first female governor in U.S. history for one weekend in 1909. Here we go. Ask most Oregonians who the first woman governor was, and they'll have an answer right away. A wrong answer. Conventional wisdom holds that Barbara Roberts was the first and only female Oregon governor. In fact, that's almost true, but almost doesn't work as an answer to a true or false question. The truth is, Roberts was the first elected female Oregon governor. The first woman to serve as governor of Oregon was Carolyn B. Shelton, who was essentially covering a weekend shift for her boss in early 1909. For that one historic weekend, Oregon was the first and only state in the nation with a female governor. This was especially ironic because it wasn't until 1913 that women were officially given the right to vote in Oregon. Here's the story. In 1909, outgoing Governor George Chamberlain had been elected to the U.S. Senate. The freshman crop of senators was going to be sworn in and seated on Monday, March 1st, the same day his successor, Frank W. Benson, would be sworn in as governor of Oregon. Well, the problem was, if Chamberlain stayed through the end of his term and then traveled to D.C., every other member of that freshman class would have seniority over him because he'd be sworn in late, a few days after they were. So Chamberlain resigned as governor and left for Washington 2 days early, on Saturday, February 27th. Now, ordinarily, this would have been neatly arranged with his successor, Frank W. Benson. Benson would come in early as acting governor, and come Monday morning he'd be sworn in for real. But Benson was too sick to do it. So Chamberlain left his trusty chief of staff, Carolyn B. Shelton, in charge as acting governor and climbed aboard an eastbound train. By Monday morning, Benson was feeling better, and at 10 a.m. he was sworn in, and Shelton's one-weekend gubernatorial reign was at an end. Far as I've been able to learn, nothing much happened during her 49 hours in office, but if anything had, she would have been the state's chief executive in charge of dealing with it. Well, that's the story, and there's an interesting little side note to it as well. 17 years after this incident, Chamberlain and Shelton got married. Now, at the risk of stating something really, really obvious, this is definitely the only case of two Oregon ex-governors marrying each other in history. In fact, it's pretty certainly the only such case in all of U.S. history, in any state. Well, that's it for today's episode. It's kind of a short one today. We'll have a longer, more regular-sized version tomorrow. If you're listening for the first time and want some more information about Offbeat Oregon history, you can get everything at our central anchor page website at offbeatoregon.com, including the complete catalog of 195 columns going back to 2008, plus links out to audio and text feeds on RSS and iTunes, and to the Facebook page and Twitter feed if you'd like to join the conversation. The website's also where you'll find citations to sources for this story, which for today's episode include an article in Time magazine and a work by James Andrew Long. Our theme music is a track titled Old Man's Waltz by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, written by Carmen Ficarra. Coming to Corvallis, drop me a line. Let's grab a cup of coffee and talk history. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. This podcast is proudly part of the Creative Commons, under a license CC by SA. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/CC. Well, that is it for today. And coming tomorrow, our next episode will be about a giant, huge mud puddle in the middle of the high Oregon desert that was here 1 year and gone the next and caused no end of confusion among inbound immigrants coming across the desert. Today it's known as Goose Lake, and it's full again. I'll have that story for you after about 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's Tuesday morning. So in the meantime, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.